Turkish authorities have rounded up over 160 more judges and military officers over their alleged role in Friday's failed coup attempt. Nearly 6,000 people have already been arrested. Meanwhile, rallies have been held in several Turkish cities in support of the government following the unsuccessful coup. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has criticized a failed coup attempt in Turkey, saying the era of coup d'etats in the region is over. He added that ballot boxes alone can resolve the problems that regional countries are facing. Rouhani was addressing people in Iran's western province of Kermanshah. In Armenia, a group of armed men have seized a police headquarters in a southeastern district of the capital, Yerevan, taking a number of people hostage. One person has also been killed and several others wounded. Authorities have begun talks with the armed men to help end the standoff. A court in Bahrain has dissolved the main Shia opposition group Al-Wafaq. It has also confiscated the party's assets. The Manamah regime has already jailed Al-Wafaq's leader, Sheikh Ali Salman. The party is highly critical of the ruling system, particularly its harsh crackdown on pro-democracy protests. French police have arrested two people in connection with Thursday's terror attack in the city of Nice. Five people are already in custody, including the wife of the assailant who staged the attack. A new poll shows 63% of Americans believe that race relations are generally bad in the U.S. More than 80% of the respondents have also said that the next U.S. president must try hard to improve relations between whites and African Americans. South Koreans have held yet another protest against the planned deployment of a U.S. missile system in their country. Leaders from more than 40 civil organizations gathered in downtown Seoul to protest the movement. The Korean government is pressing ahead with the project despite widespread public discontent. A new round of UN-backed peace talks between Yemen's warring sides has begun in Kuwait. Negotiations are taking place between delegations led by the Ansar Allah movement and representatives from the Saudi-backed former regime. The talks have resumed after a 15-day suspension and are expected to last for 2 weeks.